a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
In a moment, Act One of Who Died Last Night, starring Bob Reddy and Randall Cotena, and written especially for Suspense by Robert Arthur. This portion of Suspense is brought to you by the makers of Alpine Cigarettes. What's it like to smoke a Alpine? Well, it's like many flat things, you know. Nothing at all like the sort of smoking you may be used to. Alpine is a fresh, clear sort of smoke. If this sounds good to you, try Alpine Filter Cigarettes.
There's something more to smoking with an Alpine Cigarette.
What happened to you last night? Now, don't answer, because whatever you say, you're wrong. All of you. You see, I know what happened last night. Because I saw it happen. You and you and you. And all of you. You died last night. All right, let's start over. Don't bother to say I'm off my rocker. I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to do my best to make all of you believe it, because if you don't, all of you, I got a pretty good idea you're going to die again. Sometime soon. So we go back 2 days, the day before yesterday, time exactly 4 p.m., place 30 miles northeast of Bakersfield, California. Characters, just me, Joe Prescott and Nellie Montacchio. I was prospecting like I do every year for a couple of weeks for the fun of it. Only this time I struck something that looked big. Because I didn't have anyone else to talk to, I talked to Nellie. Nellie, old girl, looks like you'll be able to retire. This is as big as I think it is. That's right, laugh. But this time I mean it. I'm going to blow a hole in this ridge and see what's down there. A nice big hole. About 12 sticks of dynamite. I tied Nellie to a tree, then I drilled a hole. I put in 12 sticks of dynamite. I attacked the 60-second fuse and lit it. And then I heard the noise. Place I saw it up here. A kind of blur above the rocks, like a spinning top. I knew I wasn't imagining it because Nellie heard it. And there it was. Sitting on the rocks where I just planted the dynamite. A spaceship. An honest disguised flying saucer, half as big as a house. I acted automatically, not even thinking, put my foot on the fuse and crushed out the spark. And then I looked at this thing, goggle eye. An opening appeared near the ground, and something came out. It looked out of the front of my head.
Do I look any better to you?
Well, more human. So I don't get you.
Population of the world is 50 million.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
city and start.
Oh, you are being humorous. You mean when do I begin to take your schedule?
That's right. I suppose you have ray guns, bombs, stuff like that to do your dirty work.
Sure, if only you wouldn't use words like dirty work. If you could just think of it as a necessary and helpful proof, therefore I can.
But keep it on a high plane. Suppose I say preventive measures.
Well, it does sound to be a trap, Mr. Smith. Well, to answer your question, I do have a store of bombs. Very small, but very efficient. I don't carry any armaments as such. My ship is very light and delicate. It's built for speed, not for fighting. But then, we Thonians haven't had to fight anyone for the last million years.
Killed off the opposition before it got started.
You could put it that way. Later, the other races we dealt with have grown up mature and peaceable. So there are no wars. Then clear, otherwise.
I get the picture. I don't say I like it, but I get it.
Then, I'm favorably impressed by your quickness, Joe. Perhaps the human race is better than me. But now let's start out on our tour of inspection.
Inspection?
Have you heard? I have to make it before I decide what credentials.
Tony pushed the button. The walls of the spaceship became transparent. As if we were sitting in midair, and then we began to move, drifting up and away. I saw Nellie, my pack mule, raise her head and hee haw after it. And then we were zipping over the mountains until there was only a blur under us. I began to ask Tony questions about how the ship worked, looking for an angle, anything that might help.
Tony, did you say that it was only a few hours ago you were race first knew an atomic bomb that had set off on Earth?
4 hours and 48 minutes, by your
way. And you covered 15 light years in under 5 hours? How could you do that? I thought nobody could travel faster than the speed of light.
You can't, Joe. But you see, this ship travels both in space and in time.
Travels in time?
When I had a long trip to make, I stopped the space drive and set your pilot. Then I turned the time control forward to the estimated duration of the trip. There I am, at my destination.
That way you can do a year's traveling in a second.
More or less. Time travel is a bit tricky, but very convenient for long-distance travel.
Plenty convenient. But can you travel backwards in time?
Yes. The process is reversed.